Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog. So, today was Frog Chat on the Discord server. It was a small group, but myself, Bad Mike, Glenn Haas from the Regular Three were there, and a few others. And we were discussing a little bit of everything. We always get involved in discussing old movies. Anytime you have Glenn and Mike together, you're going to discuss old movies. And we discussed a little bit of the Gary Con fiasco, which is what I'm going to call it. Now, things I didn't realize, a little extra information that has come to light, is that the Grand Geneva is owned by the Marriott. And the Fairview, the new hotel that opened up, is owned by the Marriott. Now, is it theoretically possible that the Grand Geneva knew they were overbooked back in March, and they did so either by mistake or purposefully, and figured they could move the overbooked individuals to the Fairview when it opened? Interesting, right? I don't want to be a conspiracy deal, but I do think it shows something that's very important to note, okay, about Gary Con. And it's a great convention, but it is reaching its saturation point. I don't think you can get many more people into that venue. It's not made for conventions. It's a resort. It's a resort. And we are, and I say we, as gamers, we are cramming in thousands of people into a location that's not meant to hold it. We've been better now, and I say we, those associated with Frog God, at getting our dinners done properly, because the issue is, and breakfast is fine. Breakfast, you'll find a seat at the restaurant. But dinner, even though I guess two other restaurants are open for dinner that aren't open for breakfast on the site, there's been times when you get down there and it's like, it's a two-hour wait for a seat or 3 hours. And it's a resort. So I've never seen any food deliveries being brought in from the outside. And you're outside of Lake Geneva, so you're not really in town. If you somehow didn't drive to the location, last year, the first time Rich and I drove, I rented a car. Prior times, we Ubered back and forth from Milwaukee. I am thinking that my time at Lake Geneva might be up at this point. And I say that for less about the con, but more about the venue. And I say that because last year, 2019, there was a problem with tables. Now, I guess the convention is not the one that supplies the tables. It's the venue. It's the Grand Geneva. And we had no tables for the booth. And we had no table for the setup of our 3D Rappahannock terrain, Mouth of Doom. And when I finally got the table, guess what I didn't have? Chairs. So it's not the best run, and I'm not putting the blame on the convention. I'm putting the blame squarely on the venue, the Grand Geneva. So what do you do? Well, I would suggest moving it on to Milwaukee. Now, you're going to lose a lot of the oomph that you get from being in Lake Geneva there. To be able to call it, the original location of D&D, the town where Dungeons & Dragons and role-playing was born. Listen, the vast majority of people that are going to Gary Con these days are playing 5e. 5e has the whole lower level to itself. Okay? Wizards of the Coast pays a good portion of the cost to run this convention. I think it's probably prudent to make the same move that Gen Con did back in the day. Move from Lake Geneva, the Horticultural Society, and move it to Milwaukee. Be a lot more convenient for those of us that have to fly in, because you can fly into Milwaukee and you're set. I'm sure a hotel shuttle will take you right to your hotel from the airport. Downtown Milwaukee, you can probably walk to other food. You can walk to other stores from wherever the venue would be. But yes, the Grand Geneva is at the tipping point. And I'm going to still say this, and others have agreed with me, sending out email notifications that your reservation has been canceled because you were overbooked is bullshit. It should be phone calls. It should be, hello, this is John from the Grand Geneva in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I know you were going to GaryCon. We regret to inform you that we overbooked and we don't currently have room for you. However, we have a deal with the Fairfield Inn, and we can accommodate you there with the following benefits. But email is not the way to do it. And the fact that they're charging $10 more per room. Now, you're not getting charged the resort fee, but in theory, you are getting the benefits of the resort fee, even if you're not using it. They shouldn't be charging more for the room. It to me, that just seems like a money grab. Again, they're both Marriott, and it's likely that they knew about this scheduling fuck-up, this overbooking 4 months. They should have known about it real quickly. And if they'd taken care of it real quickly, well, that would have been a lot better, right? But you couldn't, because they couldn't rebook people and offer the new hotel until they knew the new hotel was going to be done. And it's done. It's open. And go figure that, right? So we can offer you this new hotel that we also own. What a crock of shit. In any case, I if it goes to Milwaukee, I'll probably return. I might not go back this year. I got the stuff on a plate anyway. Rach and I are looking at houses. We might buy something this winter. And if we do, I can't do two cons. But I can, it'll be TotalCon in February, no matter what. And, you know, Gary might have to, take a skip this year. We shall see. In any case, folks, this is my catch-up day. Last week was horrendously busy. It's why I missed the Thursday night podcast. I just was exhausted. And I feel a lot better now. So, on that note, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. Excuse me. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks. Be good.